Mel here. Welcome to Menopause Nutritionist. I believe women can thrive in menopause and have the body composition of their choice if they master their nutrition and lifestyle. Today, we are going to talk about exercise in menopause. Now, a lot of this you may have heard before, but I feel like we need to be reminded. And I know there's lots of new people over here listening in. And also, I think that there's so much conflicting kind of information on the internet, on social media, that I need to just repeat myself. So before we kick this off, I am just going to firstly remind you to jump on my waitlist for the next round of my Thrive program. That will be kicking off in June, and I'm sure we'll precede it with a free protein challenge. So this is how you stay connected to anything that I'm doing. So I will drop the link in the notes and you can jump on board there and make sure that you are up to date with everything that I'm doing. If you decide to join the next round of my Thrive program, this is where I teach everything that you need to be your optimized self pretty much in this period of journeying through menopause. So you get to learn everything that you need to know. And the reason that this is so important is education is power. When we know better, we do better. So some of the topics you're like, oh, walking or, you know, drinking water. But actually when you understand why, that gives you much more motivation to make these changes and really implement it in your lifestyle. So I think it's really important. So make sure you get over there and join the waitlist. Now, for those of you who are listening and not watching, I'm actually wearing a brand new sports activewear outfit. I've got LSKD have gifted me some of their beautiful new range. So I'm super excited. It just arrived today and I can't wait to train in it tonight. If a discount code would be helpful to any of you out there, if you love LSKD, or I'm going to put together a reel of the pieces that I got so you can see them in like the real flesh. And if it's something you think like, I would need some new activewear, I would love a discount code, let me know here in the comments for those of you watching live, and you can then I can see if I can organize a discount code so you can get a little discount and get yourself some pieces as well, because I really like their gear. Okay, let's get started. So this part, I'm going to start with the basis. This is what one of the things that absolutely is a non-negotiable that has to change as we journey on through this period. Once you hit 40, things with exercise have to change. And I'm going to clarify some things because there's a lot of confusion. People now are coming to me saying, oh, now I can't go running. I'm not supposed to do like long endurance exercise. You know, what does that mean? And I'm going to talk about that. Firstly, I'm going to explain to you why your exercise needs to change. So the first thing is, as we go through this period of perimenopause, menopause, and our hormones are changing, estrogen is like a safety blanket that looks after our muscles and our bones. And as estrogen declines, that safety blanket goes away. So our muscles and our bone health are not protected anymore. That means we naturally, before this happens, have this protection mechanism on board. So to override it, we must, not like, it's not like a if or a but, it's like we must do resistance training to override the fact that estrogen is no longer protecting us. And that is because when we lift heavy weights, and when I mean heavy, it's all relative, and I'm going to talk to this in a minute. When we lift, so our muscles are fatigued, and it's called a hormetic stress. We need to give our body a hormetic stress, and that allows our muscles to grow. When we do that, it's a central nervous system override, and that actually means that it doesn't matter that estrogen isn't present. We can still build muscle, which equals building bone strength, and we are good to go. So if you look at anyone that is like slaying their life post 40, so like 40, 50, 60, 70, like I follow some ladies who, there's this one particular CrossFit I follow, she's like more than 60, slaying it in CrossFit, she's jacked, she's got muscles, like look like awesome. She is lifting heavy, and that is, it is just such a key to this whole piece. So, and of course, paired with nutrition, I was actually on the call with a brand new one-on-one client who's starting with me, and she was like, you know, I have been going to the gym at 5 a.m. forever, but I've still got these chicken wings, and like, you know, and I've got this belly fat, and I'm like, if you're not pairing it with high protein, then you're not actually giving, you're not closing the loop. That's what I like to say. So the people who, you know, come on board and they start working with me, and actually Debbie McGrath, who is watching, she's one of them. She's also a CrossFitter who's doing awesome things. When you actually lift heavy and do the exercise and then you pair it with high protein, amazing things happen. And this means you're actually like triggering protein muscle synthesis. Your all the hard work you're doing in the gym converts to muscle. You build muscle, which means your workouts are better, which means that you recover better. It's like an incredible system that all works together. So you cannot do one without the other. And what happens is, because one, we don't realize these things, we're often not doing the right things. Often our macronutrients are off. Often we're not hitting our protein. Often we're not lifting heavy enough. Often we might not be lifting at all. All of these things like together cause the issue. So we must be lifting heavy. And heavy might be 2 kilos for you because you're literally starting this journey. For me, it's a lot more. And I spoke about this last week because I have people saying all the time, I don't lift as heavy as you. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're starting. The cool thing here is our bodies are so adaptive. As soon as you make changes, whether it's starting to lift weights or it's starting to eat high protein or it's stopping the alcohol or it's stopping the caffeine or it's, you know, cutting out sugar, your body will adapt straight away and you will notice changes. This new client that's coming on board, she's just quit alcohol. She's been sober for 3 months. She's just actually got off coffee. She's now sleeping through the night. She's got, you know, like, she's really realizing that some of these substances, these are artificial stimulants that are contributing to her issue. And so now when we clean up her diet, give, like, obviously she's going to be a one-on-one client, so I'm going to give her a nutrition plan. She's going to start eating right combined with her exercise. She's going to have amazing results. So the first thing is, it's absolutely essential that you must be lifting some sort of weights. And like I said, that is relative to where you're at. It doesn't matter how much it is, as long as you are causing your body to need to build muscle. If you don't progressive overload, which means that, so whatever weight I'm lifting this week, say I'm lifting 10 kilos and I'm doing a strict press and it's 10 kilos this week, and it's, you know, like it's challenging. Next week, if I don't make that 11 kilos, or 12 kilos or more, then my body will just be, it'll be like, oh, she's fine. We only need enough muscles for lifting 10 kilos. So our bodies are super smart, but they will pretty much adjust to what we need. So if we only ask certain things, like if you're going into the gym and it's like, you know, it's not hard, you're not actually giving your body a stimulus to grow more muscle. So it has to be hard. And the reason, you know, and I'm not saying that like to be the bearer of bad news, is that if it was easy, everyone would like be like ripped and like in shape and toned and have heaps of muscle. When you see someone that's got good muscle definition, you know that they've worked hard to get it. You can't walk into a shop and buy like good biceps, right? You have to earn them. Like, it takes work. And so we have to get ourselves in that mindset of that too, that we're going to do the work, and that work is going to set us up for success. So there's some mindset stuff that has to come into it as well. And that's all part of the journey, I suppose. Now, I want to speak a little bit about endurance training, or like longer, like cardio, if you like. If you love running, like I've run all my life and I still run a lot, and I'm actually going to be doing like a much bigger running kind of event later in the year. It's called High Rocks, where there's 8Ks of running. So I've actually been upping my running lately. There is nothing wrong with that. There is no research out there to show that endurance exercise or longer like cardio is harmful to you. There's no research. It's not there. However, so if that makes you feel good, then keep running, like keep riding. I know I saw Pam tuning in here. She's a cyclist. Keep riding. However, that doesn't mean that you can't do the resistance. The resistance exercise is like a non-negotiable. If you're a runner, if you're a triathlete, if you're a cyclist, you have to add in resistance training along with your long rides or your long runs, or because of that central nervous system override that we have to have. So just your cardio training is not okay anymore. Like, you just can't get away with it. I am going to be doing a lot more running, and that is completely fine. So here's what I want to say about it. If you are doing some long runs or whatever it looks like for you, like triathlons or Ironmans or whatever, and you are not feeling your best, if you're not feeling great, that is when you might need to look at it. If you are doing your, you know, your endurance exercise, your cardio exercise, you're pairing it with resistance training, you're feeling great, you're sleeping well, your nutrition's on point, and you feel great and it makes you happy, then don't stop doing it. So hopefully that kind of, you know, hits the nail on the head with this. There's no research showing it's bad for you. And this is where exercise is just as individual as it is nutrition. So as a nutritionist, and obviously working with individuals every day, nutrition is so individual. Like, that's why, even though I send meal plans out every week, they're quite individualized to the person using it. It's not a blanket, you know, what I eat is not the same as my husband, my daughters, like anyone listening to this. It's just not that simple, because you're probably not as tall as me, or maybe you know, like maybe you're not 50, maybe you're 20, like a 20-year-old can eat more than me probably. I don't know. Like, it's very individual. And so exercise is a little bit the same way. So I love CrossFit. Lots of people don't love CrossFit. Like, I don't proclaim that CrossFit is the only thing that you should do. I love it. Just like, if you love to run, then keep running because you love to do it. Just make sure that you're doing some resistance training as a 40 plus, you know, I'm talking to my menopausal tribe here. So I'm assuming that you're 40 plus listening to this. Even my sister, I have a younger sister, she's 37. And so I'm teaching her, I'm like, you need to get onto this resistance stuff, like right now. She's like, she's running as well. But you need to do the resistance work while you're doing your cardio. And once you do that, it'll balance it out. So hopefully you understand that now, that it's not like a choice, if you like. It's like a non-negotiable, because it's a central nervous system override that will actually mean your muscle and bone health will not suffer because estrogen is no longer like protecting them. So hopefully this has been helpful and a little reminder, and maybe cleared up some of that stuff for those runners out there who now have been like second guessing whether they can still enjoy their running. You can absolutely still enjoy your running. You just need to pair it with some resistance training, and then just be mindful. Like, if you start not enjoying your running and you're not, like, your body isn't happy about it, then you need to check in. So this is where we all are on our own personal individual journeys, and we need to take some responsibility and accountability and treat yourself like a little bit of a test case. And, you know, whether that means keeping a journal, keeping notes, like how you're feeling, maybe rating it out of 10, I don't know, like there's lots, I have like different protocols and systems that I use with my clients just for this reason. Because if you're not kind of giving yourself a kind of a bit of a, like, you know, postmodern isn't the right word, but you know what I mean, like, you know, you're checking in and actually analyzing what's happening week on week, you can't really know what you're doing. So tracking gives you data, which then can help you make decisions. And that's actually really important, I think, when you're talking about nutrition and exercise. Hope this is helping you on your health and wellness journey. And if you are not already following me on social media, I was recording this live on social media as well here to the podcast, as you can tell from the start. Maybe go follow me on social media. So I share a lot of my lifestyle stuff over there. You get to kind of know a bit more about me as a person, see what I eat. You'll see my exercise every day, a bit about my family, that sort of stuff. If you're into that sort of thing, I do like to share, you know, lifestyle stuff as well. So I'll make sure I pop that in the notes. And if you are happy to leave a review, a rating, like, share, follow, I would truly appreciate it. That's how others can find this podcast. I'm just over here trying to share free content to help as many people as possible. So hopefully you're one of them, but I would love to help as many people as possible, you know, and that's how that will happen. So hit pause, go do that for me now. That would be amazing. And go join the wait list so I can get to know you better in person. If you feel like you need help optimizing yourself in this period of time, I have my Thrive program, which is a 6-week program that will help you master your nutrition and lifestyle. And then we'll get to know each other a lot more over there. If you really need to get going on that straight away, I only run that program 3 times a year. So the next one will kick off in June. But if you want to get results like ASAP, then let's jump on a call, have a chat. Maybe we can, you know, fit you in as a one-on-one client and you can get started straight away to get your goals. Have a beautiful rest of your day and thanks for tuning in. You're amazing. See you next time.